champion, Joe Palooka.
In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka.
In an effort to clear Joe Palooka of the Midville Carnival murder charge, Nobby Walsh has agreed to manage the last possible suspect in the case, a broken-down, disreputable carnival fighter named One Round Dortch. Unknown to Nobby, his archenemy, racketeer Blackie Ballinger has sent one of his men, Rock Harden, to Centerburg to sign up the same Dortch. Rock is hurt in a train accident and taken to a hospital where Dortch pays him a visit. Dortch tells Rock that he has already signed with Nobby Walsh. Dortch and Rock part with angry words. A few minutes later, a Centerburg telephone operator voices amazement concerning the sudden surge in the long-distance telephone call business.
Gee, look, Mary, two long-distance telephone calls came in almost at once. That's something for this town. One's from a Mr. Nobby Walsh here to Fred Woods in Midville. Gosh, the other's really a longie. From Rock Harden at the Centerburg Hospital to Mr. Richard Cothey, Beaver Dam, New York. All the way to New York. Gee, I suppose I better get these calls through, though. I imagine they're kind of anxious, huh?
In just a minute, we'll hear what Nobby has to report to Mr. Woods in Midville and the very urgent message that Rock has for Blackie, who is now posing as a Mr. Cothey in an upper New York State hunting lodge. But first... And now, episode 38, Clear the Wires. Because his is the shorter of the two long-distance telephone calls, Nobby's call to Mr. Woods in Midville gets through first.
Hello? Hello, Fred. Yeah, that's right. Nobby Walsh. I'm in Centerburg. Yeah, things are going all right. I got to One Round Dortch, okay? I explained how I came out here to see my mother and caught his fight act, and then said he was the greatest thing in the world. He went for that hook, line, and sinker. Then I told him that I was all washed up with Joe Palooka, that Joe ran out of me for a dizzy dame, and that I was looking for a new fighter. And, of course, he seemed to be the greatest thing that I ever saw. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the carnival for the next couple of weeks until it closes. Yeah, that'll give me time to get a good look at Dortch and see what I can see. I told him we had to stay with the carnival until it closed to avoid contract trouble. Yeah, I'll keep my eyes and ears open. Yeah, that's right. The thing I want to know is whether Dortch has got Weasel Bowen's ring or wallet on him. Yeah, I know it's dangerous, Fred, but that's my only hope, my last one. Oh, you folks in Midville are too innocent, that's all. These carnival people look like better suspects, especially Dortch. Sure, he can do away with one fight manager. He might not be afraid to do away with another. But this one happens to be Nobby Walsh, Fred, and he can take care of himself. Look, any new developments back there? Not a thing, huh? Okay. Well, I'm at the Centerburg Hotel. I'll probably be here for a couple of days. I'll let you know as soon as we know where we're going to land next. Okay, Woods. Yeah, good luck to you, too. Yeah. So long, Fred. Great guy, Woods. I didn't want to tell him about Rock or Dortch's special killer punch. No sense worrying him anymore. I better get back to Dortch before he gets suspicious.
Hello, Nobby. Where you been?
Oh, hi, Dortch. I was down making a phone call to my mother.
You know, I'll have to go over and meet your mother one of these days while we're in Centerburg.
Huh? Oh, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, she's old and, you don't want to meet her.
Oh, but I do, Nobby. Tonight. You're going to take me over to the house tonight.
Okay, Dortch.
Say, by the way, Nobby, I saw a mutual friend of ours today.
A mutual friend?
Yeah. Rock Harden. Remember you said you met him on a train?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rock. Sure, good old Rock. You ran into Rock, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. Rock came out here with an offer, too. It seems that everyone wants to sign Dortch up as a big-time fighter now.
Rock had an offer? What does he know about managing a fighter?
Oh, he don't know much about anything. He was just fixing it up for somebody else.
Somebody else? Who?
An old friend of yours.
Old friend of mine?
Blackie Ballinger.
Blackie Ballinger?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
That's all right, Nobby. I know all about it.
You know all about what?
Don't look so innocent. Rock told me you and Blackie had a little set, too, and Blackie came out second best.
Rock told you that, huh?
Yeah, but I don't care about that. Just so I'm tied up with the best guy.
Yeah, you're tied up with the best guy, all right.
I don't want to fool around with no cheap crooks, Walsh. I want to be a big-timer.
Yeah, you're going to be a big-timer, George. Now, look, that's exactly what we are. Strictly big-timers, the biggest.
Sure, I knew that. That's why I don't pay no attention to Rock. He's just jealous. Kind of sore, too.
Oh, kind of sore, huh? He's still in the hospital, though. Guess they're going to keep him there for a while, aren't they?
Yeah. But look, Nobby, since Rock's a mutual acquaintance, maybe we ought to call on him tonight. Pay our respects, huh?
No, I don't think so, Dorch. Not tonight.
Oh, that's right. How forgetful of me. Tonight we're going to call on your old mother here in Centerburg.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Nurse! Oh, nurse! Nurse!
Look, Mr. Harden.
Don't give me any of that Mr. Harden stuff. Don't tell me it's the doctor's orders. Don't tell me my brain's coming apart, because I know it.
If you work yourself up like this, then you're going to get delirious. You're running a fever now.
Delirious? How will you know?
That's a good question.
Look, I placed that call to New York an hour ago.
Well, just as soon as the operator locates your party, you'll receive your call here.
What's this operator doing? Laying those telephone wires to Beaver Dam herself?
I hardly think so. Now, just relax and take it easy.
Take it easy, she says. Train wrecks, Nobby Walsh, Centerburg, Nick Dorch. I'm going out of my mind. I've just about taken all that I'm gonna take. I tell you, I... Oh, the phone, that's a phone.
Hello? Yes, this is the Centerburg Hospital. That's right. Rock Harden, person-to-person call to Mr. Richard Cothey, Beaver Dam, New York.
I know all that.
Just a moment. Yes, he's here. It's for you.
It's for me. Of course it's for me. Hello, Blackie, is this you?
Yeah, this is me. What's happened?
What's happened, he asks. Nurse, this is a private call. Scram, beat it.
Well, I just wanted to be sure that everything's all right.
Everything's all right. Now, beat it.
Look, what's going on there?
Everything's going on. The least is that nurse, but she's driving me crazy.
Nurse? What nurse? Rock, what are you up to?
I've been trying to reach you for an hour, boss. It's terrible.
Will you please try to pull yourself together and tell me what's happened?
Everything. First of all, a train cracked up.
What train cracked up?
The train to Centerburg.
You mean you were in a train accident?
Yeah, fell on my head.
The train fell on your head?
No, I fell on my head.
Well, it's good to know you weren't seriously injured.
Okay, so I'm not seriously injured. But I tell you right now, I don't feel so good. Guess who's here in Centerburg to see one round Dorch?
Look, this telephone call's undoubtedly collect. Tell me, who's in Centerburg to see one round Dorch?
Nobby Walsh.
Nobby Walsh, Palooka's manager?
Yeah, that's right. He was Palooka's manager. I tell you, boss, Nobby knows something. He's a demon.
Oh, be quiet. What could he know? Nobody could have found out.
But Walsh is here, boss. He's here, and he signed up Dorch to manage him.
I don't like the smell of this. It might be a trick at that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, boss. Maybe Dorch is in on it.
Look, there's only one way to settle something like this, Rock.
Now, boss, don't go jumping to conclusions.
There's no jumping to anything. I don't know what Nobby Walsh is doing there, but I do know that he's been in my hair long enough. If it wasn't for Nobby Walsh and Joe Palooka, we'd have the fight racket just where we want it. We've got to thank Al, too, for messing that up. And now, Dorch. I don't know who knows what, but I do know that they all know too much, especially Nobby Walsh.
Boss, what are you going to do? What do you think?
I think we've got to get rid of Nobby Walsh once and for all.
Get rid of him?
Listen, Rock, and listen close. We've got Nobby Walsh up in some place nobody's heard of, Centerburg. Nobody knows him up there, and nobody knows you. He's traveling with Dorch. The cops know Dorch's record. If something happened to Nobby now, why, who would the blame naturally fall on?
Well, on Dorch, I guess.
Of course it would. Don't you get it? Two birds with one stone.
But, boss, I don't think...
I'll do the thinking. This whole thing is clear now. They can't pin anything on us in this New York gambling deal, but they'd like to. I have a hunch that's what Nobby Walsh is doing with Dortch now. He must have found out that Dortch is one of my old boys. He probably wants to dig up some past misdemeanors of mine. And yours, Rock.
Mine, boss?
Sure, they want to send us up, Rock, for good. Well, we got to do the sending first. It's a natural and out-of-the-way place. Walsh and Dortch together. If anything happens to Walsh, the blame falls on Dortch. Two birds with one stone. That one stone is that something happens to Nobby Walsh. And you're going to see to that, Rock.
Something happens to Nobby Walsh.
That's it. Get Nobby Walsh, Rock. Get Nobby Walsh.
Nobby Walsh finds himself not in the most comfortable of positions. What will happen when Dortch sees to it that they visit his old mother in Centerburg? And what will happen when Rock starts carrying out Blackie's orders? In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first, one round Dortch becomes very insistent on paying his respects to Nobby Walsh's mother in Centerburg. Don't miss My Dear Old Mother, the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of
our winner and still world's heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka!